Hello?
Hi, Garrett. How you doing this afternoon?
Good.
That's great. So it's me, Dave, here with Local Splash. I just received your phone call, and I tried to pick it up, but it looked like we got disconnected.
Oh, cool. Okay. All right. Yeah. I couldn't remember. I think I was supposed to call you at 3:30.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so we had that scheduled appointment down. Definitely. Were you able to receive the emails that I sent out to you?
I did, yeah. I was just going through them right now. I'm kind of whiteboarding right now, like, my kind of the spend and everything. So it's so basically monthly I'll be spending $249, and that'll get me Google, that'll get me Facebook, that'll get me Bing, that'll get me Yelp, and that'll get me Apple. And then the Google Verified will be about $364 a month is what I should budget just for that alone, right?
Yeah, depending on how you're going to use those leads, right? So with the 13 qualified leads that it comes with, if you fill them out in a single month, well, then, yeah, that'd be your monthly budget right now. If you're using them to fill your schedule, I mean, that's going to be very manageable for you, right? That's going to come right from the dashboard. So you can resume and pause as you see fit. So basically, if you get to a point where you're really booked out, you'd open it up and you pause your local service ad, right? And as you pause, you're still going to be showing on the local map section, which is unlimited clicks and unlimited calls, so you're never going to be charged for that. But when you get to points in your schedule where you need to fill your holes, where you're like, shoot, I need to make sure I got more work coming in, you go and you turn on your local service ad. That's the advantage of having that budget for you, right? You can use it either to fill your schedule full-time and always keep them on, or use it to fill those holes, right? So basically, I mean, that's how it works, right? But as far as the budget goes, it's going to be manageable as how you see fit. It's not
so
30 days went by and hey, you used two leads, but you got to pay another $374 into the budget. It's not how it works, right? It continues to roll over, in other words, right?
Yeah. I just kind of wonder if this is going to be I wonder if budgeting for that many Google leads is going to be enough. Because I'm trying to get this to like $20,000 a month in revenue. Mm-hmm. And average booking is roughly like $300 per.
Okay.
This is something I can definitely scale, right? Like,
absolutely. That's what I was going to say. You can raise the budget as much as you like to receive as many leads as you like. But the minimum that they'll ask for is the 13, right? So that's what you have to at least have to come on to sign up with the program. But once you're on, if you need to raise your budget, you say, hey, we went through our 13 leads, we turned them over. I want to raise my budget, you know, to $2,000 or $5,000. I mean, I have plenty of business owners that's pretty much the budget they're running, usually from 5, sometimes to 10, 15, just depending on how many crews they got going, right?
Yeah. What else was there? Oh, I did want to ask you about my Google account. So what I did, I don't know if I set it up incorrectly from the jump, but it's wanting me to get verified, I have to submit like a video of the business.
Yeah, so that's part of the verification process, right? So that's what I was going to ask you, because I didn't see a live Google business profile yet. So I figured you got started in the process, but you haven't gone all the way through, right? So there's a few ways of doing that. There's PIN verifications where we get an actual PIN number mailed to you through the mailbox and you verify that PIN. Or we like to do the video verification because it's a lot quicker. So what we'll do with the onboarding, as soon as you secure your listing, we schedule you for your onboarding call. Now, during that call, we'll be telling you everything that we need done, and then we'll help you walk through your video verification, right? Answer any questions you need. And then we submit it through our direct line of communication, so that way it comes back approved on a faster status, right? Most typically, when business owners do it on their own, they can wait anywhere from 30, sometimes up to 90 days. We are premier Google channel partners, so we have that direct channel line. We submit the Google business verification. It goes through quicker. Not only that, if there's any types of red flags it raised, or if Google has any problem verifying it, they'll let us know exactly what the problem is so that we can fix it promptly, versus you just getting an automated response through email and then waiting 90 days to even hear back. That's kind of how that goes with the Google verification.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, let's what I need to do.
Okay. So
I'm in.
What we do first is, you're going to do, if we're going to Google Verified, I don't know if you saw, but you did qualify for some additional discounts there. So I went ahead and attached those already. in the pricing. Let me go ahead and pull it up. Okay, here it is. Yeah, so that base product setup fee, that one was waived down to zero. That initial application fee was originally $250. I was able to get access to our Black Friday codes. So we were able to bring that down 50% to $125. So instead of coming in at $499 today, you're coming in at $374. And that's with Google verified and your monthly rate. You get the discounted monthly rate at $249. And that gives you all that local map section with the Facebook, the website, as well as the directory listings, right? Google, Apple, so on and so forth. Make sense?
Right on. Yep. So it'd be, okay. And then it's $249 a month after, right?
That's right. It's $249 a month after that. Now, I do want to go over, we don't have any long-term contracts, anything like that. The only thing we do have is an early term fee, right? And it only stands for 90 days, okay? So the way the early term fee works, it's $595. However, every 30 days you're with us, $200 falls off. So the first 30 days you're signed up, $200 comes off of that, $595, leaves you at about $395. 60 days, another $200, and at 90 days, you're at zero. There's no longer an early term fee. And like I said, there's never any long-term contract.
Yeah, I mean, my hope, usually service providers that do business that way, you know, their service speaks for themselves, so they don't have to, like, trick in and in any type of crazy agreement. So,
yeah. Exactly, and that's the biggest thing. So what I'll do now is we'll go through what's called a voice verification, okay? So basically, I'm going to walk you through the program. It takes about a minute or two, just depending on how many questions you have. And it's added form of protection for you because I have you on the discounted pre-agreement, and I'll send it out to you in writing with your invoice. So I'm going to outline pretty much your payments, how much you'll pay today to get signed on, what your dates are, when it's reoccurring, things like that, okay? So you want to have a firm understanding before we get any type of billing info. Sound fair?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and get started. Let me go ahead and pull this one up here. All right, Garrett. Now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
G's Home Services, LLC.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Garrett Brierer, member.
Okay, now are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, now Garrett, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. That's the number that I'd already texted out to you with my extension, so you have that one there. When you have a chance, you can just go ahead and save that one, so that way it's in your contacts.
Absolutely.
Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what I'm going to do is provide you with a security question that you can verify the call is always coming from us and not anybody else, okay? So you have three options on this account. Now you're going to have either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Let's go with mother's maiden name.
Okay, what would that be?
Perkins, P-E-R-K-I-N-S.
Okay. Now, Garrett, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may include your business license, proof of insurance, the Google Guarantee application, which we'll be sending out to you, and any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification. Now, we kindly ask these documents to be submitted within the first 7 days. Failures to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on November 19th, 2025, the non-refundable amount of $374. Now, this is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 19th day of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee may apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay?
Yep.
Okay, so we do ask that you keep in mind the local practice international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All righty. Okay, Garrett, now, can I get your last name?
Fryrear, F-R-Y-R-E-A-R.
Okay, Fryrear, F-R-Y-R-E-A-R. All right, and we have you down in Jeffersonville, Indiana, 47130. Now, the address that we're going to have on file for you, or the, it's actually going to be the address that you use for your Google business profile. What address is that?
110 East Market Street, Suite 308, New Albany, Indiana, 47150. And that's actually the registered address for the LLC as well with the state of Indiana.
Okay, so we have 110 East Market Street, Suite 178. That's in Jeffersonville, Indiana.
Suite 308, sorry.
Oh, 308, okay. Okay, and the zip code is 47130, right?
47150.
150. Is that going to be the same as the billing address, or is the billing address going to differ from the physical address?
The billing is going to be 47130. Okay. Well, I guess you could bill it here, but the card that I'm going to put on file is going to be a 47130. Zip code.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm just updating the address to see for the profile so I make sure they have everything lined for your onboarding call. Okay. Now, one more question. Since I heard you say this one, if this is different, so you have like an office for your business. Are you wanting to list the address to be shown publicly on your Google business profile, or do you want it masked?
Well, what would be more advantageous? Would it matter from a marketing perspective if the address is shown or not?
No, well, the reason why sometimes we'll mask the address is because I have owner operators and sometimes they'll be working from home, right? General contractors, you know, flooring guys, things like that. So they don't want people showing up to their place of residence. So what we do is we mask the address. So that way what the customer sees is the service area. It'll be all encompassed and highlighted in showing which areas you'll service, but they'll never actually see a physical address for an office, right? Because
that's fine. I mean, because like my office is, it's not anything that a customer should be, would ever be coming to or, you know.
Gotcha. It's like, more, yeah, it's your office where you work, but you don't want people showing up, knocking on the door. And you see, that's what will happen if you have the address just public, right? They'll see, oh, it's a cleaning company. Let me go by. Somebody might want to show up with a hangers full of shirts from you, like, I don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, that's not what we do. So it's definitely advantageous, right, if you don't want people showing up and knocking on the door. Because visibility, it can work one of two ways, right? It can be great, or you can have people knocking on the door you don't want. So, all right. So
all right, yeah, let's do that.
Okay. All right, now what's the billing address we're going to have on file?
47130 is the zip. It's 418 Reba, R-E-B-A, Jackson Drive, Jeffersonville, Indiana, 47130.
And are we using a Master Visa, Discover, or Amex?
What is it? It's a MasterCard.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
I don't know. That one's not going to work. Let me give you a, it's going to be a visa.
Okay. 4266-8416-2250-9139.
Expiration?
February 2029.
And CDB.
It is 160.
Let me update this one for you. Let's see what we got here. Now, what time are you going to be available for your onboarding call? I may have some time. I may have some slots available for you later today. Or we can do tomorrow at your nearest convenience.
Yeah, I can do something this evening. I've got a 6 p.m. Interview scheduled, so that's Eastern time. So I can be available around that anytime in the evening.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and get the calendar pulled up and see what we have for you today. Around 6 p.m. Let's see, you're at about 4 right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if I put you, oh, I got a 3. Perfect. So I can get you down at 3, that'll be 6 p.m. your time. That's going to work great for us. That way we get you onboarded today and get all your services kicked off and rolling. All right, so I'll be the first one to congratulate you, Garrett, in locking in your local maps listing as well as signing up for Google Verified. You're on your way to being one of the next top businesses in your area. Now, the next thing we're going to do is go ahead and send out that calendar invite. Now, I'm going to send it to the same address I have on file for the email. That's garrett@gshomeservice.com. You have access to that email, like on your phone and stuff? Okay, great. Let me get this.
Yeah, I just got a couple emails from Local Splash. Google Verified campaign begins.
There you go. That's the application that you're going to be using. That's your Google Verified application, as well as you're going to see action photos needed for verification, things like that. That's going to be for the Google My Business profile. The one that I'll need you to give me a click on real quick, and if you can take a look at it, is going to be the one that says initial invoice.
Splash initial invoice. All right.
Now on there, it's going to ask for authorization for us to be able to send you some text messages, as well as phone calls. So if you can check those boxes and then put a signature from me, that'd be great. Also, you can check the spelling of your name. I'm pretty sure I got it right, but just to make sure.
Garrett. Yeah, you got it. Click here and type your name. All right, sign in credentials. I do. Do I need to log in?
Not yet, right? So the sign-in credentials, that's going to be for your Google Business Analytics dashboard. I'm going to send you a video tutorial. It's about 2.5 minutes long, but it'll walk you through. Basically, you'll be able to look at the service and how the dashboard works for you. Because as soon as all your directory submissions start going live, that's when you're going to have data transmitted in there, right? So the website's up and live. You'll be able to see all your impressions, all these things, right? So the logins are definitely good for you already. You can also download it from your Play Store already. And once we get you onboarded and your directory submissions go live within that first 5 to 7 days, you're going to start seeing data transmitted through that dashboard for you.
Cool.
All right, let's see. Okay, we're going to go here. Now I just got to put you down for your onboarding. Okay, so is 5:30 okay for today?
Yes, I can do 5:30.
Okay. Perfect. Just bear with me. I'm putting together your calendar invite. And this one should go directly to your calendar. Okay, there it goes. You should be receiving that email now for your calendar invite. Now, the last thing I'm going to send you before we end here until 5:30 is going to be the YouTube links, right? It's going to show you my site tutorial, so you'll know how to use that one. And I'm also going to send you the one for your dashboard. They're both about 2.5 minute long, but they're very beneficial, right? They're pretty cool videos, too, so you'll be able to see some of the services and how it's going to work for you.
Cool.
Right, here goes the other one, and here's the my site. All right, there it is, Garrett. So super excited to be able to build with you guys and help you out. Now, if there's anything you need in between now and 5:30, give me a call, extension 4574. Until then, I'm going to start working on this account. One question that I do have for you is going to be our service areas. Are you doing, obviously, the local maps we talked about has that 50-mile radius. Do you want the entire 50-mile radius?
Yeah.
And is it 50 miles in any direction?
Actually, no, I don't want to do a full 50 miles. How can I play around with that? Is that, can I do that in Google Maps? Sure, I can.
Yeah, you sure can. So if you like, you can always give me like cities.
So all of Louisville, Jeffersonville, Clarksville, New Albany, Floyd's Knobs, Sellersburg, Charlestown, Memphis, how many miles is that? Actually, 52 is that.
Well, you see, here's the beauty of it. For the local maps, you're going to have the 50, right? But for Google Verified, you're going to be able to advertise anywhere across the entire state that you want to be listed. So if there's anywhere you say, hey, this is profitable, I want my business to be listed here, you just let me know and I have you listed and up as first page option in those areas. It's really cool.
Okay, so we can add those?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I think that's a good start.
Okay, Louisville, Jefferson, New Albany, Charlestown, Memphis, okay. All right, now hours of operation. What are we doing Monday through Friday?
Let's just put 9 to 6 for now.
9 a.m. to 6 p.m., okay. And what about weekends?
Weekends put, do 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay. 10 to 3, and that's Saturday and Sunday or just Saturday?
Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Okay, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. Saturday and Sunday, we're going 10 to 3. Okay, we have some cities we want listed. Right now, you're at about, with these cities that you named, I did a rough draft. It's about 45, 47 miles right there. So you're right around, teeter around that area. I mean, you're talking about drive time. It's about 45 minutes to an hour driving once you get out to those furthest areas. Make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, perfect. All right. So then we're all good for now, Garrett. I'll be back on the line with you here in about an hour and a half at 5:30 so we can get you all onboarded.
All right. Talk to you then.
All right. Sounds good, Garrett. Talk to you soon.